All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts podcast. We are virtual this time, y'all. Everybody here?
Yeah. Roll call.
but you know how we start this episode. We're going to do this virtually this time, fellas. So we're going to go ahead and get started. This is your humble host, Brother Man from the Fifth Floor, a.k.a. I got the good drink, a.k.a. The struggle bit, a.k.a. captain of this ship. Yes, sir. And then we're going to go ahead and get next. We're going to go with More About Nathan, a.k.a.
The Nate Gatsby,
a.k.a.
World Dominant Nathan,
a.k.a.
Nasty Nate.
Ooh. While you're home, right?
Only right for this show.
Yeah,
right.
While you're home.
Right, yeah. No Nature Boy this week?
No Nature Boy this week. Had to go back to Nasty Nate for this show.
Oh, snap. And then we got Average Jimmy, a.k.a.
I need a haircut.
A.k.a.
Live from the basement.
A.k.a.
Niecy.
Why?
Because my knees fucked up.
My man look like Johnny Bravo over there. Right? God damn.
Shit rough.
God damn.
Barber's taxing to come out.
Oh, man. And last but not least, we got Grown Mans, a.k.a.
The Overweight Lover,
a.k.a.
Big Daddy,
a.k.a.
Full Size Nigga.
Somebody watched Insecure.
Yeah, we in that Full Size Nigga. We in that Big Niggas. We representing. We had a good time last night on Insecure. If y'all didn't see, y'all gotta watch it. You know, Big Niggas, we in here.
Yo said, oh, you got a fan. Good shit.
Yo, niggas don't understand. When you doing work, nigga, you doing work in it. And you be sweating, pouring buckets. Like, shit just be looking crazy. So when you in that doing work.
A.K.A. Mr. Missionary.
Mr. Missionary.
Yo, but if you notice, yo, you see he did her like a big nigga supposed to. He did not put down his full weight while he was doing the missionary. You feel
yo,
me?
Teach him. Teach the people.
Seeing his arms was out to the side.
Out to planting. The side.
Yeah, because he's trying to hold on. He's holding his weight up. You feel me? You can't. Because if that arm slip, it's a wrap. She going down. So he had his arms out to the side, holding down. He was crushing it, doing his thing. You know, shout out to all the big niggas. We back. It's still out season right now. Quarantine season. We still in here.
Well, my question is this. So you know how a girl, like, when you choke them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing we let the weight on?
I don't choke bitches because
I don't think it worked like that.
Yeah, because I made for like, her to go too far.
They like suffocate me, daddy. Suffocate me.
So I'm kind of skidded at me personally because I got I'm real strong, so I just like try to stay away from that type of shit because I might fuck around and go too far, then be on the news and shit.
Right.
So I just don't even. No, she be like, choke me. Nope, can't do it. Sorry.
Nope. So everybody got the drink, yo.
I got beer.
So you know I'm drinking the good stuff, right?
I gotta go get it. That's upstairs.
Oh, man, you gotta go. We gotta take our shot. Go get your shit.
Bro, I'm fucked up.
Oh.
You been drinking all day?
Yesterday, yo. I don't know. I tried something new. Bad idea.
you want to tell the story, or are you going to keep that between you and...
I'm going to keep that to myself.
It could have been bad as your birthday story.
Nah, it definitely wasn't as bad as that.
Okay, all right.
So
it's just I can't even remember what it was called, man. To be honest with you, I wanted Martell. I asked Martell, so he like this the closest we got to it is like a Martell, and it's new, so it's on sale. $10 for a pint. I said, give me that.
Oh shit, he probably gets some cognac.
I didn't realize how. It's just it was light. It looked like I was pulling shots of beer, how light it was. I should have known right then and there, like, something wrong.
Oh, God.
And I was drinking that, which was a cognac, French oak soap cognac, and mixing that with, what's that shit called that come in the Crown Royal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you was asking for trouble.
Pew!
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about.
Yeah. Well, so this is I'm going to call a first for the Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts podcast. I'm calling a party foul on Average Jimmy because he got too fucked up to drink on the podcast. So therefore, I'm putting down the bylaws on the party foul. The next podcast, you got to take two shots, not one.
There you go.
That's fair enough.
All right.
That's
Hardy fail on average, Jimmy. Well, I'm drinking the Martell Blue Swift, the expensive shit, because y'all niggas not here, so I don't got a share.
Oh, I see. You must have got that stimulus check.
Man. Yeah.
Got that Rona check.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yo, fucking with that Quavo.
So we're going to go ahead and do that. What you drinking over there, grown man?
You know, Bacardi Light. Oh, Bacardi, man. I ain't get my stimulus yet, so you know.
Oh, okay. More about Nathan. What you got over there?
I got some Rebel Yell. Had to go back to whiskey. Tequila wasn't doing it for me last show, so, you know, I had to go back to whiskey.
Oh, that's why you on that nasty, Nate.
No.
But you know how we start this show? Let's start the show with a shot. So put them shots up virtually, guys. All right. So, since the last show, we have... It seems like it's been longer than what it actually has, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we missed a lot of good stuff. So we went through the week, we went through Easter, went through all that. So how's everybody been?
I'm struggling.
Struggling? What's the struggle?
Yeah, I'm struggling. I want to go outside. It's plain and simple. I want to go out there. Not even to do nothing, just to have the opportunity to do it. Like, you seen all the posts where they even like, man, I'm an introvert, but I used to like to do a few things. That's me. That's me exactly.
I'm on
the girl took pictures outside of Ross. Talking about she can't wait for Ross to open back up.
Wow.
What's that Ross? What's Ross?
The clothing store.
What?
It's like on the same level like Marshalls and shit like that.
Is that what she is? She a basic chick? Right. Like, what's that?
I was about to say she need to do better.
It's maybe, I don't know, you know, maybe she found some good deals in there. I don't know. I mean, I've gotten some shoes out of Marshalls and a couple shirts, you know. Depending on which one you go to, because now all of them represent the big niggas.
I never heard nobody waiting. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this quarantine really bad if you just waiting for Ross's to open. I never heard of that.
I mean, the struggle, I mean, you know, everybody's struggle ain't the same, you know. Maybe she don't want to.
I'm on the same boat as more about Nathan. Like, I it hit me yesterday how, like, it's getting real and, like, how antsy and I'm getting that cabin fever type of feeling. The other day, I sat on my porch for 3 hours. Sat on my porch. People watching, doing all that stuff, just and I was completely content. I just wanted to leave and go somewhere and say hi to people, man. It was crazy. Everybody was walking down the street. I was saying hi to the white people and everything. I just wanted conversation with new people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was the same way. I think it's going to hit me next week, though, because we're on spring break next week, and I legit have nothing to do. So I think that's when it's really going to hit me. But other than that, I leave out every other day, and I'll go, like, to the store or some shit, or just even drive around and then come back. Yeah, but that sitting in the house shit, you know, I got 3 rooms, nigga, so I'm in a one-bedroom apartment. So I got 3 rooms to pick from. And I'd have been all 3 of them bitches. So I got to go outside sometime just to get some human interaction, because these 3 rooms, I done seen all them bitches.
You never could go wrong with going to Walmart.
Yeah, no, yo, I went to Walmart the other day. They got a line now. You can't just walk in the store. You got to wait in line to get in Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, they only letting so many people in.
Yeah, I was like, this is some new shit.
Yeah, so now the new thing with the whole Corona thing is that they are being really... like really having like set standards for like markets and different things like that. They only allow a certain amount of people in. They got like one way aisles now, all that good stuff. So, and now also too, is like some businesses are requiring you to wear a mask to enter.
I got mine.
So I got an email today that Whole Foods now you have to walk in with a mask or you cannot, you know, you cannot enter. So, it's
good. Wait, hold on. Time out. You shop at Whole Foods, yo?
No, I'm on the email list. I don't know. I might have been there one day. I might
got
somebody probably put my number down, you know, to get like one of those bonus cards or something like that. Who knows?
So, do you know what great value is?
Do I know what great value? Yeah, I'm a great value connoisseur.
Okay, I was just making sure.
I think great value is amazing. They make the best shit.
They
make everything.
They ain't got that at Whole Foods.
Yeah, let me tell you some stuff, right? So, Great Value, they have the best ice creams, if you didn't know. They have banana pudding ice cream. They got all types of different flavors that you never even thought about, man. It's just delicious. So, shout out Great Value, all that good stuff. But it's been crazy. And I also took a drive around down West Baltimore. They had like, it ain't no corona going around, bro.
They the highest affected area, west northwest Baltimore.
Like, yes, sir.
Yeah, zone 15. I said, oh no, I gotta stay out of there.
Yeah, yeah, you a cough away from them.
Bro, I know exactly, literally. That nigga, I keep my windows closed.
But yeah,
I
man.
Put the air on before.
I was up there by your house last night, Eric.
Oh shit.
I almost called you like I can't make it. Coming over.
So, did any of you guys have masks now?
My job, they gave us, I ain't been to work though. I've been off for like 2-3 weeks, but I guess I'll get one when I go to work Wednesday, but cause it's mandatory while on duty, we have to wear it the whole day. And this is one coworker of mine. So, his breath stinks so bad. I feel sorry for him. He gonna have to smell that shit all day.
Oh my God.
I kind of feel sorry. And I kind of feel like this is,
what about everybody else? Anybody else got masks?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh,
y'all got the N95 joint.
I
got that.
I want a cool mask.
You was talking about like the fancy mask.
I want a cool mask. I want like one with like the different fabric and stuff like that. Like I seen somebody with a Ravens one the other day.
Yeah, they getting real, special with the masks at this point. A lot of entrepreneurs out on it. Hustling and stuff. I seen some good stuff online already.
But
I'm not paying no more than $10 for it. I wouldn't even want to pay more than $5 to be honest for a mask, man. People using this to take advantage, yo. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand barbers gotta, you know, they risking shit and gotta still make their money, but $85 for an adult haircut to come to you, My people's barber told 45 for the kid, 85 for adult haircut to travel.
Oh, child, please, to go nowhere? Nah, I'm good.
No for me, dog.
But so it was a news article that went out that was a barber in, I think, Mississippi was doing house trips and ended up dying from the corona.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with anything that you're doing, anybody bringing into the house or going into somebody else's house. But yeah,
I agree. I don't know. I don't even think we scratched the surface of what we in for, to be honest, though. Like, this is about to be the new norm, man. Everything changed.
Yes, sir.
I was walking in a store yesterday. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, it's like China, yo. Like, how you, for years, they always walked around with masks on everywhere. So I think this is how it's going to be now. I don't think this shit going to go back. Well, shit, wicked, man.
So when this when do you guys think this is gonna be over?
June.
You said June?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is my theory on it, right? If it ain't over by the time the summertime get here, it's not no virus. It's not the corona, it's them 5G towers. So Hold up, my FBI agent texted me, he's delete that shit. Right
now. So you jumping on to the conspiracies.
Yeah, yo, cause it's been, they said it's one grade below
a weapon.
A weapon. So all this shit that is causing respiratory failure and all that, yo, that's like some shit that they like nerve gas and shit, all that radiation and shit. I can believe it, y'all. And then my aunt told me they had something going on over there by Urban and St. Clair. They said they got a police secured. She said they putting 5G towers up over there.
Yeah. Well, so, Average Jimmy, you missed the episode where we went through the conspiracies and we kind of went over that, kind of saying that could be believable. I did a little research and I'm not so convinced anymore. But you never know, man.
You're not convinced about what? The conspiracy, or you're not convinced that it's corona?
The conspiracy, the 5G.
So you think it's corona?
Right now, yeah, I'm believing it's corona. But, you know, the government controls the internet, so they could be controlling what I research. So, who knows? Who knows? Yeah. But, yeah, man, everybody else, though, when you said June, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say June.
I'm thinking June, too. I'm thinking around mid-June. That's when I think that's when they're going to start reopening everything up.
And it's not going to be all at once. It's going to be slow.
Yeah, it's going to be in waves.
So what you think? How's going to? What's the waves?
I think they're going to start with Well, at some point they're gonna have to open up like the restaurants and stuff like that because their businesses are dying right now.
Yeah,
like,
retail's gonna be first.
Yeah, retail's definitely gonna be first. After that, I don't know. I'm interested. I was thinking the other day, like, what if they tried to do it like okay, like through the week, everything is still closed, but try to help retail out on the weekends. But then I was like, that'll cause mass hysteria. Like, people would go crazy just trying to get into different restaurants and stores.
Like a Jordan release.
Yeah, exactly like that.
So what are y'all waiting for to open up? What, like, if you can say something right now,
look,
what's one thing that
you're
waiting?
I'm telling you right now exactly where I'm going. I know how y'all feel about giving free shout-outs and whatnot. They have sponsored us one day. I'm going straight to Poppy Cuisine as soon as we got able to go.
Okay.
That's the first place I'm going.
I'm going to the bar.
Okay. First place I'm going at the barbershop.
The barbershop's going to be packed.
I'm going to the barbershop first.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of...
Yeah, I'm going to the bar.
Yeah. The bar, the liquor store, I mean, or the bar?
No, the bar, that I can go sit down and have a drink.
Where, though? Anywhere, specific?
Not just wherever. It doesn't even matter. The first one is open.
You're going to end up at a gay bar, like, oh.
Correction. Hold on. Let me back up a second. I'm going to go down the street to Hershey's.
Walk in, like, full size.
Like, no. Gotta turn. Yeah, I got a story on that. I actually went into a gay bar one time. I didn't know it was a gay bar. So I got in there and seen a bunch of niggas in there.
What, you just thought it was a sausage fest, or what did you think?
No, I thought it was a bar. Like, it was a regular bar. I just walked in. I didn't know it was a gay bar.
So how long did it take you to figure it out?
Less than 30 seconds.
Did you sit down?
I left. Okay. Because it was like, you walked in, it was no women in there at all. So that was the immediate red flag that some shit was wrong.
Well, sometimes it's a lot of women like to go to gay places.
That's true. But it was no women in there. Like, I literally walked in the door, and it was a bunch of...
You knew you had to get out when you want the Reese to shake their hand and they shook your dick.
Hey!
It was time to get out.
All right. Well, let's talk about these celebrities and their quarantine looks, because I thought that was hilarious today. There's a couple people that's looking real rough. And the number one person that come to mind is
DJ Khaled.
My man looked like he's about to
fucking terrorist.
He looked like he about to pick somebody up in the cab. That's who he looked like.
Yeah, that nigga was struggling. I saw he was struggling.
Yeah, that is just a struggle. That you seen Diddy, right?
Yeah, Diddy. Yeah, I that was great. Say him.
A lot of people look like old.
Yeah, a lot. Is they getting
old?
That's
what money does to you, yo. It lets you look younger and shit.
But honestly, though, I think they really bullshitting, yo. Because you can't tell me as much money them niggas got, they don't got a barber on their staff, yo.
They probably do, but they probably don't live with them,
right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like, yo, come on, yo.
And you gotta understand that the you gotta understand too of them being celebrities that, you know, they definitely gotta follow by the
stay at home
got the spotlight on them.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, shit, like, I was laughing the other day, my principal, this motherfucker's still getting phased. I'm like, yo, how is this working? Everybody in the meeting, being the staff meeting, everybody struggling, but he got a clean fade. He said, oh yeah, I just cut my own hair. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Oh, damn.
Has any of y'all tried to cut your own hair yet?
Nope.
I trimmed up the mustache. I tried to.
Yeah, I hit my facial hair up too. I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I cleaned it up a little bit for this, because the shit was looking crazy.
No, I just put a hat on.
No, my hair. I mean, you know, it's a little thin right there, but overall,
that'd be my hat.
But yeah, man. So speaking of that, so who you think got the worst look out of the Drunk Worthy with Silver Dust cast?
Who got the worst look?
The worst
struggle.
Who's
look?
Struggling the most?
I don't know. Y'all, I mean, y'all niggas be struggle beards. I mean,
me, y'all, because my hair just grows so fucking fast, yo.
Yeah, that's
nigga. I wish I had that problem. Like, that's a great fucking problem to have. I wish I had that problem.
Well, it's the top of my head that's the worst. Like, I tried to, I tried to put the stocking cap on and try to lay that shit down, and I end up looking like, I don't know, it looked bad, bro. It looked like I had that joint silked down and stuff like that, man. It was bad. I seen more about Nathan. He looked like he that beard, you look scruffy as hell.
Don't worry, I told you.
You got a real beard now, yo. You got a real beard now.
Look, all I need now is to get my shit shaped up, but right now I'm feeling rough. Y'all know I get fades all the time. My shit is all uneven on the top. I was looking at hats on eBay earlier. I was like, man, I need to do something about this.
Yo, if the wire was back and they needed some extras, you look like a goon right now, bro.
I'll be right in it.
Yo, no, the worst, and not out of the four of us, but the worst is Eddie Felix, yo. He's the worst.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Like, he had somebody under his neck laying down.
I don't know what that was, yo.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know what
it was. Oh, I know what it was. It was that thing Martin was fighting at shit against Island.
Yo, that nigga had coochie hair on his neck. I said,
whoa. Yo said, I'm trying to grow this out. No, don't do it.
Do not grow that out. No. Nigga had no hair on the sides of his face, but under his neck, nigga had a full beard under his neck.
Oh, oh man.
My goodness. I'm starting to feel like them celebrities, though. Because, like, I realized, I was like, I really do get haircuts every 2 weeks, like, on a fixed schedule.
Yes, sir.
And, like, you haven't seen me without a haircut every 2 weeks ever. Because it don't happen.
Yes, sir.
But now I'm over here just rough.
It don't make you feel good. Mm-mm. Just don't make you feel good. Y'all heard about the whole Floyd Mayweather and NBA Youngboy and his daughter and things like that?
Yeah.
So what y'all think about that?
That nigga disrespectful, yo.
I think all on crack babies, to be honest.
So that
nigga Youngboy disrespectful.
So apparently the story was that NBA Youngboy was quarantined with his baby mama. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Yaya, who is now, I guess, dating or engaged or I don't know what the whole story is, found out about it. They got into it. The baby mother put hands on Floyd's daughter. She went and got two knives.
Damn. You're and following then, the possible greatest fight of all time. You can't fight. I think that's a little bit worse than Magic Johnson and his son.
Yeah, but they said that since this happened,
Johnson memes have been hilarious, yo. Nigga said, "Who's the best ball handler in the family, yo?" That shit was like that was top 10 funniest shit, yo. I'm trying to tell you.
No, my funniest one when it was like girl dad and it had Magic.
Yo, top 10. Yo, who's the best ball handler in the family, yo? Come on, yo. That shit is hilarious. Like, I died when I seen it. I was like, yo, I can go home to glory at this moment, yo. That shit was funny as shit.
But they said that, she ended up getting two knives, and then that's how the whole thing set up. But,
Damn, she put the bitch with two knives? Not one, but two?
But he facing 99 years, ain't she?
Yeah, something like that. It's bad, but you know I think Floyd makes too much money to get her to get any jail time.
Nah, she depend because really the thing is if she left the original conflict, went and got a knife and came back.
That's premeditated.
Yeah, that makes her wrong automatically.
Hey, look, he got a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, like in the legal sense, once you walk away from a conflict, like. It should be over, essentially, unless a nigga followed you or something like that. But once you walk away, that's it. Like, you know, but if you go get a weapon and come back to the situation, that's like you beefing with a nigga in the parking lot. You go to your car, get your gun, and come back. Like, you could have gotten your car. You could have drove away. You could have walked off. Like, you could have did a whole bunch of other shit, but you came back to the conflict. Yeah. So that automatically makes you wrong.
Well, and again, like, none of us was there, and... Nobody in the world was there besides them. So, you know, like I said, that money long. So they got enough time to pay some people off, do some things, hire the best lawyers. I mean, shit, OJ got off. So
OJ ain't kill him, yo.
Hey, why is it on my mind? Are y'all having trouble opening your phone with your face recognition too? Or is it just me?
I don't have.
Is that because of the extra facial hair and stuff?
Or? I don't know, yo.
I haven't had that issue.
My phone definitely wouldn't recognize me.
Yo, that's why I couldn't get the iPad to work because I gotta approve it through my phone, and I can't remember my password.
Oh,
and I work with my face.
Yeah, I ain't got that problem, yo.
I haven't had that problem.
I must be getting fat or something.
But now NBA Youngboy is disrespecting Floyd. I guess he don't really fight, he just shoot people, right? So he don't really care.
I don't even think he do that. I think it's all a front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the music.
Yeah, honestly, he not real talk. He know Floyd can't do shit to him. So he's not gonna talk his shit because he know Floyd directly cannot put hands on him.
Yeah, I agree. But
I think it's just a show, yo. Like, he only talking shit because he know he can get away with it. But let that nigga catch that nigga slipping.
But that video made me understand that that boy's a lead baby. He's a lead.
He's retarded, baby. Yo. All them niggas retarded. All they do is do drugs all day.
That was bad, bro. But yeah, I mean, I honestly don't even care about that situation. But it's news, and I thought that video was kind of funny too. And just, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, Floyd, he gonna chill, but he gonna catch that nigga slipping though. He gonna send somebody at him. He got enough money to send him. It weird. The shit will never come back on him. He gonna send somebody at him.
That's bad. I mean, I guess NBA YoungBoy been in the. Does he got an album coming out? Because he been beefing with Kodak Black, and then now this thing.
Before we know it, it'll be out. That's how you know. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. NBA Hall of Fame came out this week too, right?
Right.
I think this is probably the best class in a long time. They got Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett. And then Tim Duncan, right?
Right.
That's big names.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, those are goats for real. Pretty much all of them. You know, we got Kevin Garnett, which I think is probably top three best power forwards of all time. And then we got probably I think the best power forward in Tim Duncan. We arguing about that? Or we agreeing?
Nah, I concur.
I got no argument there.
And then, but yeah, man, and it's sad though because, you know, RIP Kobe, he can't really be here to do it. And you know, the thing about it is that, you know, you don't really realize once until you're gone. Kobe only been retired for three, 4 years.
Yeah, but it wasn't a long time.
16, I think, right?
Huh? Yeah. So
he died in 16.
Yeah, I think so. And but you know, I thought that he was. I mean, I didn't even think that. You know, you forget about those things, and it's like, damn, why could? That's what he's been waiting for his whole life, and now he can't even enjoy it or even participate. That's just a sad story, though. But
that's why I don't agree with what I mean. Anything can happen, and I know in his case it was that. But why wait 10 years to have to be in the Hall of Fame, or however many it is with them? I know the NFL is 10.
NFL is 5. NFL is 5.
And I think the late is 4 mm-hmm. years for the NBA, right?
Really got it.
Is it 4 years for the NBA?
You should be able, if you want to be, what the 5 years got to prove? You ain't playing no more.
Well, because, you know, people come back and shit like that, and it's really to see, I mean, I guess, the only thing I look at, like, for the NFL, right, I just think that they kind of, it's almost like a period where people start to forget about you a little bit, and then you become relevant again chasing the Hall of Fame. Because, you know, like, think about, you know, we had Ray Lewis, right, for example. You know, Ray, even though he hopped on ESPN for a little while, he hopped on this, that. But really, niggas started forgetting about Ray because he wasn't in the game no more. And then when they got to the point where they're like, okay, we starting to do the Hall of Fame, that's when the whole Ray Lewis shit kind of picked up again. You know what I mean? Like, you started seeing him more public appearances, shit like that, and then he got into the Hall. So I think it's kind of like one of them things.
Who do you think should do – who you think should introduce Kobe?
Probably his wife is going to do it.
Well, I think her wife probably will do the speech.
Yeah, wife gonna do the speech. Shaq should introduce him, though.
Oh, you think so? You don't think MJ?
Ooh.
No.
No.
Why not?
No. Probably Shaq.
He's a coon.
Jordan?
Yes.
I mean, he's still the GOAT, though. And yes, I mean, that's you know, Kobe Bryant's idol.
Yeah, that is true.
Fucking coon.
I think between the two, I think that's it's got to be one.
Either
of those
him
two.
Or Phil Jackson.
Yeah,
I think it got to be one of them. I mean, those are his idols. His you know what I mean. Those are his people that made him grow. So I think got to be one of them. But man, I just wish he could. I mean, he probably would have killed this speech because I mean that's Kobe like mama mentality, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But yeah, it's just a sad situation that that's going on. But I'm glad that he got in first ballot. I mean, I think we already knew that was going to happen anyway. But, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Average Jim, you got some you mad this week or what's going on?
Yeah.
You want to tell them why you mad?
So I know it ain't they fault, right? But I'm mad at people that have lowercase teeth or uppercase gums. Like, I know it ain't nothing that they can do, you know, for the most part to fix it, but
call my man Gummy.
Dolphin teeth, Dolphinius. It just, it bothers me because they always be the one that want to be loud and talk and shit and have their mouth open wide smiling and shit.
Bad, bro.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
I don't like it. It's like they sneaky. About this, I'm still mad about this corona shit, keeping us fucking quarantined in houses, not able to go out. They taping up the playgrounds. The kids can't go do shit. The workout shit. Now you can do go outside and do fucking cat aesthetics. And
that's why they saying they want everybody to stay home. You know what I'm mad? You know why I'm mad?
Why you mad?
I'm mad at these fucking TikTok. They need to burn TikTok. Shut the whole thing down.
I'm so
tired of this thing. I'm sick of it, yo.
Where I was at last night, they were like, "Let's do a TikTok." I said, "Not doing no fucking TikTok. What you too good for a TikTok?" I said, "Fuck a TikTok. Let's get a thick thot."
Thick thot. I'm so tired of TikTok. I'm tired of that one. The don't rush. All of them.
No, nigga.
I like what they call the don't rush challenge.
Yeah, four times. Then after the 20th one, I'm done.
It's different with it. It's showing, in my opinion.
Y'all see the BBW
not
one?
Just the female one. Just it's showing unity in a time like this when we need it.
I get it.
Fuck all that Average Jimmy shit. The female ones, nigga. Did you see the one with the female police officers? Lord have mercy. Law let the church say.
That's just because you fucking horny over there all by yourself.
I'm
probably was at the station when that shit.
Female police the best.
Shit, nigga. I beg to differ. You ever dated one?
I have.
Okay.
But
she must have been like a mall police or something.
Mall cop.
I'm not gonna say what agency she. I'm not gonna say what agency she worked for.
She was on the Segway.
But nigga.
What a helmet.
Yo, a TSA agent does not count as a cop, yo. But what's the other TikTok? They got don't rush, they got the little, I don't know what that shit is.
Well, entirely too
don't
many.
Rush not a TikTok.
That's not a TikTok?
No, that's a regular
I think they use the same program. Well, fuck them all. Fuck all of the those things, man. I'm tired of them, man. Maybe just because I'm in the house and I'm just bored. And that's all I got to watch.
Yeah.
I'm mad that people like doing all this extra shit for the stimulus check. Don't get me wrong. I want one bad as shit. I do. But I'm not posting online about how I'm watching my account and shit. That shit is classless as fuck, in my opinion.
Yeah, when I get it, I don't know. It depends on what I'm gonna do with it, though. I'm not sure.
I'm gonna pay bills because they still asking me for them. Like, they don't give a fuck about Rona.
Yeah.
So I gotta pay bills.
Yeah, no, honestly, I have not, like, missed a bill. Like, I still been paying them.
And that's a blessing there, motherfucker. Fuck all other shit. Yeah. That's good because a lot of people out here is getting, and I feel for them.
And I'm not saying that to brag, but you know how, like, people been kind of like holding off and like, oh, I ain't gonna pay the bill, like, fuck this. No.
That's good.
Because what's gonna happen is
they want their money.
At the end of this shit,
As soon as the end, they coming for it. Like the stimulus check, it's not free money. They coming for that too.
No, it is.
So that's to stimulate the economy back. It is. It's to stimulate the economy back.
Y'all better do your research into it. It's not free money. They're gonna come for it for your taxes for next year.
No, that was a myth. That's a myth. Okay. Listen, this is how bored I've been. I read the actual bill. You know, the bill that was signed in Congress was 2,000 pages long. This is how bored I've been. I read the fucking
2,000
bill.
Pages?
Read the 2,000 pages. All of them. That's how bored I've fucking been.
Because no black man got enough attention span. You know we all ADHD ass kids.
Well, you know the kid, my kids, they've been asking. You know, I teach government, so they ask me all like.
You took the spark notes out that shit.
I read all 2,000 pages. We actually broke it down in class.
All right. Look, when they come for my taxes, I'm going to come holler at you, grown man.
Yeah, you're going to pay all of us back.
Because the money's not coming from the IRS.
But yeah, man. But that's why I'm mad. Anybody else mad?
I'm mad.
What you mad about?
Man, I was supposed to be in New Orleans right now.
Damn.
Yeah, supposed to be in the whole weekend. Supposed to go see Zion play. Me and my brother had great seats. It was like the seventh row. We was about to ball out.
Oh, damn. Oh.
Big Rona said, uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn Rona. Yo, Big Rona, a hater, yo.
Yeah.
Big yeah, ass hater.
I'm mad for the people paying child support that lost jobs, because this really gonna fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Child support don't give a, they not stopping payments.
Mm-mm. Damn.
And it's so easy to get, and then it, like, it's a trickle effect, because you go, even if you, I don't care if you pay $300 a month, just imagine by the time you really get back to work, it can, you can be up to $2,000 that quick, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, before shit get better. And then now they want to take your license from you for failure to pay. And that's more money you got to pay. It's going to fuck up a lot of people's situations, man. I'm mad about that shit.
The struggle.
Even though mine's just good, I'm blessed. But for the people that's not, I'm mad for them, because it's going to fuck up a lot of shit, man. It might fuck up some people's relationships. If they, you know, if you got a baby from a previous relationship and your new one, you was doing good, but now it's child support. Tell that bitch to take you off. Who she calling a bitch? You ain't never gonna see your kid. Oh man.
The struggle. The struggle. Let's go on next segment. Let's figure out what's hot in these streets. More about Nathan. What you got on your media moments?
Alright, we you know how we starting it off. We're gonna do Bump It or Dump It. We got four songs this week. I know I've heard the people. We're gonna mix it up. We're gonna have a little bit of R&B, a little hip hop. We got two of each this week. Which y'all want to start with? Y'all want to start with an R&B track or a hip-hop track? Which y'all want?
Let's turn up. Some hip-hop.
All right. We're going to start with that, then. Wait till I got out of class, you was dead, I'm fucking shit. Before all this rap shit, I was gangbanging and doing half of these little cops and shit. I'm free from the shop, I ball like a kid in the county, she might know y'all can fit. Fuck that shit. Alright, how we doing, We bumming it, we dumping it.
You say we can't figure out who it is, right?
I mean, you gotta pick what you gonna do first. I'm
gonna bump it.
I'm gonna tag up with Average Jimmy. I'm gonna bump it.
Yeah, I'll bump it as well. It sounded okay.
You can't lie. Grown man, that shit sound like you got some bop in it, don't it?
Yeah, no, it do. Yeah, I was over here nodding to it.
Yeah. So that is Go Stupid from Polo G, Stunning for Vegas.
Vegas, yo. That nigga.
Stunning for Vegas is next up, for real.
Yeah.
Who's the producer again? It was Take Keith on that, right?
Take Keith fucking them niggas up.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah, I thought I heard that.
Alright, we sticking with hip hop, and let's go with this.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. I put my money up on the real, but I got it right back and I'm doing it again. Hey, play for the priest, they selling niggas like Jordan.
Alright, what we doing? We bombing and we dumping it.
I'm be honest with you, I want to dump it, but I'm going to bump it because it just. I can see me, like, nod my head in the car to that shit.
Dude. All right.
I'm bumping.
Bumping it? Grown man, what you doing?
I think I'm going to dump it. It sounds like Broken a Minute.
And, I mean, it's from the same artist, so.
Okay.
It's from Tory Lanez again.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, it's called Stupid Again, and he has been on, like, the same, like, little wave. I guarantee he recorded them tracks back to back.
Probably, yeah, because it sound just like I ain't been broken.
Yeah, he got the exact same flow on it. So, but I do think that is gonna like make some noise soon enough.
Yeah, they say he making noise right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, he definitely doing the thing right now. We got two more tracks, both R&B. One of them you probably already heard. Might be a little time travel with it too when you listen.
Dude, he got a stuttering problem? I'ma dump it. I'm dumping it.
Okay. I'm dumping it to you. That was as long as the intro in the world, yeah. Bro.
That's a long intro, right?
Look, I fuck with the intro, but after that, that shit lost the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it set you up for something that that didn't happen.
Right. Quite yeah.
So who do y'all think is on that track?
Lil Jon, I heard his voice.
Okay. You hear any other familiar voices?
Was it The Weeknd?
Mm-mm.
Nah, I heard Lil Jon screaming and
that Usher.
Okay, so
that's the new Usher joint.
That's the new Usher joint.
No, yo, the caveat is the new Usher joint.
Lil Jon and Ludacris. I saw this song. I was like, "What year is it?"
Right. No, yo, that cannot. They trying to make that.
Usher's trying to do it, about to do it again.
Yo, Lovers and Friends. Oh shit! Look, go back.
they had multiple songs that was hits.
Yo, y'all niggas remember that? Yo, you in a party, Lovers and Friends came on, and the chick be freaking the shit out you on the wall, yo.
Y'all ever had that one chick that freaks you so hard, like that shit hurt it?
Yes. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Like, my nigga, oh, God.
All right, this is the last one.
Bony ass.
Y'all can't be here.
I'm a bump. All right,
what
that.
We doing? Bombing, we dominant.
I'm a bump. I'm that. Bumping. That's the
DBSN. I'm bumping.
Bumping, bumping. Grown ass?
Yeah, I'm going to bump that. You. That's division, okay. Right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the song is called Dangerous City. It has Division and Ty Dolla $ign on it. It has somebody else on it. I can't remember who else is on there. But yeah, that's definitely a bump there, without question. As far as music this week, it was kind of a slow week. I mean, Tory Lanez dropped the new Toronto 3. Outside of that, I wasn't really checking for nothing really else.
Yeah, they said Jeezy came out with something.
Who?
Jeezy.
Oh, Jeezy. No, that was we covered that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we covered that. Okay, but one thing we definitely need to talk about to end this media moments out, Insecure is back.
Yes, sir.
Insecure is back. I had to get HBO just to make sure I could check it out.
Oh, nigga, I could have gave you my password, nigga.
Look, as soon as Insecure go off, I'm going to get rid of it, so
The good thing is...
Go ahead, grown man. We know you're excited, because go ahead. Let us know why you're excited.
Hey, look, we back in here, shorty. Full-size nigga, baby. We in here, baby. We in here. Oh, yeah.
But honestly, though,
I was surprised, yo. But I didn't think Issa would be the one for the fat niggas. I thought it would have been Molly, for real.
Nah, Molly definitely wouldn't be having it.
Molly,
Issa, well, out of the
remember, she was fucking with Lil Rel for a second in that little clip that they had back then.
Yeah, that is true.
So I thought it would have been Molly. I was surprised at Issa, though. But then I was like, nah, because most of the time, a lot of your skinny chicks fuck with big niggas. You hear me? So, you know, you got to cipher through them, though.
Well, I knew it wasn't going to be Molly, because Molly, she's so particular about who she dating and all that stuff. Like, she got to look good.
Listen, all that's a fake. All that's a front. Like, she the most insecure one out of all of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All that's a front. Yo, but trust me, all it takes is the right big nigga to say the right shit.
But the whole dilemma of that episode of could you date somebody? I mean, could you be friends with somebody that's dating your ex? That's a good topic that we need to discuss.
Definitely do need to cover that.
Yo, that was a great dynamic, yo. I was sitting over here tripping last night, like watching. I was like, ooh, like
yeah, yeah, it was good. I didn't know what was about to happen. I thought they was gonna get into it at the.
Yo, Lawrence. Lawrence is hilarious. He's like, "What? You still gonna work with her?"
Hey, yo, I'm trying to tell you, listen, yo, Lonzo, yo, it's, yo, it's,
well, we can't get too much into it because our listeners haven't really got to watch it. We don't want to spoil it for them.
I mean, but they, I mean, shit, at this point, if you ain't seen it, that's on you. But,
well, yo, how many seasons is it? Because I didn't see it.
This is the third season.
You haven't seen season four.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, though, Average Jimmy, is that you can watch it quick because they only 30-minute episodes. So.
Yeah. Oh, I could do that because I'm on Money Heist now. Watching that now.
Yeah, I got to check that out, too. But no, yeah. At this point, I just want Lawrence to get a dub. This man been losing for a long-ass time. Mm-hmm. He finally coming up in the world, and that's what we need because I've been Team Lawrence since day one.
Absolutely. Me too, Team Lawrence. Just.
Day one.
All right.
Lawrence being here.
That might need to be one of our segments. We might got to have an insecure segment and kind of figure out what...
we had to do that.
Yo, but listen, though. He winning right now, though, yo. Because Shorty's not bad. The new joint, she's not bad at all.
That could be wifey for real.
Yeah, she's not bad. Yeah,
but we had to cover that.
Yeah, we'll cover that next time.
We had to get a whole segment for
So let's get into our Chronicles of the Overweight Lover, grown man. Mm. Since it's big man season out here, you want to give us a big man season story?
You know, again, shout out to all our listeners for listening and following us. And we appreciate you guys. And you know, last week I took a week off, but got some fire for y'all this week. So I'm going to take it back a little bit, back to about 2013-ish. You know, me and Eddie for like, you know, we had a couple of jobs together that we worked at. And, you know, I came home, got a new job. It was some bullshit job, though. And I ain't gonna put the place out there. That it was.
What was the place? Fuck it. Put it out.
Well, it don't exist no more. It's called Bill Me Later. It's under PayPal and shit.
Bill Me Later?
Yes.
Sound like my type of place.
So it was like a credit card type of shit, right?
That man was a bill collector.
No, I was in customer service. I literally quit on my 90th day. I literally lasted the whole summer.
Why do you remember that? Like the exact days.
That's how bad it was. That's how bad the job was. All right. So we get there, you know, me and Eddie for life should be in the same training class. And there's a young lady in the training class, right? So nice little body, form fitting. You know, I'm like attractive woman. I'm like, okay, cool, you know. So I'm looking at her and Eddie for life is telling me like, she old. Like, nah, she's not old, yo. Like, what are you talking about? She's not old. He like, yo, look at her hands, nigga. Look at her hands. Look at her neck. She old. So I'm like, nah, she's not old. Like, you know, whatever. So we ended up going to a happy hour one day after work. So we at the happy hour at Hooters, matter of fact. And bartender's like, you know, I try to order around the shots. It's like eight people with us. So he's like, no, I got to get everybody's ID before I give everybody shots. I'm like, yo, this some white people shit right here. Any bar in the hood don't give a fuck. You ordering eight shots, nigga, they giving you all eight of them bitches at a time. But then, you know, gotta remember we out Hunt Valley and shit. So, you know, a lot of white people out there. So I get her ID, and as I'm giving him the IDs, I just pause and looked at hers. And on her ID, it says she was 41 years old. I'm like, no fucking way. She can't be 41.
How old was you?
So at the time, like 26.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm 26 at the time, right? So I'm like, damn, she can't be 41. Like, this shit's not even real. Like, she 41 for real? So go back to the table. Eddie for life's like, yo, you kind of puzzled. Like, nigga, you good? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yo, she really 41. So he like, yo, nigga, I told you. Look at her neck. Like, look at her neck and her hand. Like, she old as shit. And I'm like, she ain't that old. She old, but she ain't that old. Whatever, right? So long story short, you know, I shoot my shot. She was with it, you know, got her number, changed number. We texted a few times. She called me, was like, hey, we going to the movie. This is what she said. I'm washing my car in my parents' driveway. She calls me, hey, we going to the movies. I said,
yes, mom.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm like, all right, like, okay. So, you know, I wash the car, get dressed, go pick her up and shit. We go
put something on nice.
Go to the movies, right?
You got to pee. You got pee before we leave.
So we go
bring
to
a jacket,
movies,
baby.
And, you know, she's not in her work clothes. She in her regular clothes. So she got the sundress on, the cheeks poking out. I'm like, whoa, where did cheeks come from? Like, I didn't see this at work. She's like, because I don't wear this to work, nigga. This is my regular clothes. So she was in the army, right? So she's still fit and trim and just crazy. But she got massive cheeks. I'm like, yo, this is wild. So I actually hit up Eddie for likes while I'm waiting for her to get dressed. And he like, yo, I'm like, yo, she got ass like, nigga. Like, yo, you got to understand this, right? So we go to the movie, we hang out. So one day, she hit me up. Bobby's at work. And she's like, you know what? I think I'm ready. That's her text message literally to me. I think I'm ready. So my dumb ass, I'm like, ready for what? So she's like, you need to come over tonight. I said, tonight?
Seems like you're ready.
Right. I said, wait, what? Like, this is not, like, I'm not used to this. I'm, you know, whatever.
Wait a minute. He couldn't right. roll back around.
Right. So I get to the crib. Like, so she asked me, like, she's like, so what do you want to eat tonight? I'm like,
I said, eat what?
So she like, now I'm a cook, blah, blah, blah. Yo, so she ended up cooking my favorite meal, which
don't
is fried
tell
chicken.
Me it was spaghetti.
No, it's fried chicken, macaroni, cheese, and string beans. She cooked
yo,
everything,
the
right?
blackest motherfucker in the world. This ain't no linguine or nothing, yo. Nothing like that. Fucking yo. Fried chicken.
Yo.
You was impressed? You was impressed, bro.
So she cooked the meal, right? I get to the crib. She got a bowl on the table with the ice and the fifth of Hennessy sitting in the ice, already ready. My meal, my plate was already made. And, like, so we sat down, we ate and shit. Then we moved over to the living room. She's like, oh, I'll be back. I got to get dressed. I said, get dressed? She already had a nice little outfit on. So, no, I got to get dressed. She slide back into the room. She come back. She got this whole, like, lace black outfit on. I'm saying, oh shit, I'm about to get some cheeks. Like, wait a minute. I wasn't prepared. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm about to get some cheeks, right? So, long story short, shit goes down that evening. I'm like,
whiskey dick.
Like, yeah, right. So I'm like, yes. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. So then she tells me, as we getting to know each other more, still constant relations going on. She's like, oh yeah, like, you know, I got a, you know, I got two kids or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. Her youngest daughter's in college, so she away. I'm like, great, thank you. So she got a room at the crib. But here's the kicker. Y'all niggas ready for this.
Yo. You work with her son.
No, don't work with her son. But her son is my age. Mm. She got a son that is my age. So...
You dirty dog.
So I'm like, whoa, like, wait a minute. She like, yeah, well, actually, he was a year younger. He was 25. And she like, yeah, well, you know, my son 25. I said, whoa, wait a minute, time out.
Did she know how old you were?
She knew how old I was. She knew. But because, matter of fact, while I was working there, it was my birthday. So she knew exactly how old I was. So the whole time, Eddie for likes is like, yo, you a wild-ass nigga, yo. Like, how are you fucking somebody's mother, yo? And then I told him how old she was. And he like, yo, like, he knew how she was, but I told him about the son. He like, yo, you a wild motherfucker, yo. You like, you fucking, like, literally, her son is your age, yo. Like, you hitting his mother. Like, I'm like, yeah, nigga, like. But when I tell you, though, like, her cheeks was, like, top five. Like, like top five cheeks. Like, it was just crazy. Like, the shit, it just, wow. Like, can't even go out of it. Like, it was like top five.
Listen right now.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, like, shit, I might have to, I don't know. But top five cheeks, like, of all time. Like, the shit was just, like, ridiculous. Like I said, she was in the army. So her body was, like, top notch. Like,
so, just so did the son live with her?
The son didn't live with her. But he would be a frequent visitor to her home.
I bet if she cooking like she is, I would.
So did y'all like, right. Did you was like, hey, you want to go like play basketball?
So I actually,
so
I actually interacted with her son. And so, you know, he was cool. Like, nigga was like, yo, he was trying to play the Madden. I hopped on the Madden with the nigga and shit. So, you know, we were chilling.
Yeah, nigga, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck your mother.
So, so, you know, we playing Madden and shit. Like, she cooking. Like, everything's great. Like, life is good. And so then, somehow or another, at the dinner table, he's like, so, yo, like, what do you do for them? I'm like, you know, I work with your mother, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, something I said must have got his attention. So he's like, well, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? So at this time, I didn't know how old he was. I'm assuming he like 19, 20, some shit around in there. So I'm like, yeah, I'm 26. So the nigga paused. He's like, "No, nah, I didn't just hear that.
I didn't hear that."
He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Huh?" I said, "Yeah, I'm 26." So he looks at his mother and he goes, "Like, we the same age." I said, "Whoa!" like it kind of threw me off for a second. I was shocked. And then he was like, "Yeah." So then, you know, every so often throughout the rest of the evening, you know, little jokes have come out, and you know, he's saying little sly comments and shit. Okay, no problem. So I already, in my back of my mind, I already know what I'm about to do tonight. So you keep cracking your little jokes, but okay, no problem. So she's like, "Okay, well, yeah, I'm about to go to bed." So I'm like, "All right,
me
well,
too."
You know, cool. So I'm like, you know, "I'm about to leave." She's like, "No, where you going?" I said, "Well, I said, I'm about to go. You know, your son here, you know, he chilling, whatever. I'm about to leave." She said, "No, you staying with me." I was like, "Okay."
So yes ma'am. Walking,
so as I'm walking into the room, the nigga's mean mugging the shit out of me. I'm like, "Yeah, now I'm about to fuck your mother." Like,
you should have danced in that bitch.
Yo, like, now I'm definitely about to be disrespectful. So no later, like 5 minutes, like, nigga, she got in the bed. I was like, "Yo, let's go." She's like, "I can't. My son is out there." Once I hit the slide in, it was a wrap. Like, nigga, I was pounding her shit on purpose. Like, I was hitting the wall.
I done came in there and shot everything. Fuck that.
Hey, yo. If that's not the most disrespectful.
Yo, on purpose. Like, because I knew he was still out there. So I'm like, "Yo, you going to make some eye comments, nigga? You know, I'm fat niggas and all this other shit. No problem, buddy. Now I'm crushing your mother and I'm banging on the wall at the same time." She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, it's a fantasy of mine. Boom, 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 boom. Like, yo, crushing her shit. So then, like, the next morning when I leave out, the nigga still, he act like he sleep, but he ain't sleep on the sofa. That nigga watch me from her room all the way to the front door. I tried to be respectful. I carried my shoes out and shit. I ain't gonna put my shoes on the floor. So I carried them out under my arm and walked out, but the nigga said, so then after that, yo, our relationship kind of went downhill. And
I bet.
Yo, shit just got real. But moral of the story is this. You know, you got to date within your class. Date within your class, definitely.
Yo, that's the most disrespectful. Like, karma's going to catch you, yo.
Yep.
But see, I was young back then. I was young. I didn't give a fuck. Like, think about it, yo. You got an older chick, yo. You young, like, nigga, that was mid-20. I was still at my peak at that point, yo. Like, nigga, I had a job. I just moved back to Baltimore, you know, moving from Frostburg and shit. I had a job. I had money in my pocket. I had a place to live. Like, nigga, I didn't give a fuck about none of that.
Disrespectful.
Didn't care.
So you want to go ahead and kick off our main topic of the night, grown man?
Yeah. We definitely got, we got a funny one for y'all tonight. You know, this is what you guys pick. We put a poll up on our Instagram page. If you haven't followed our IG, definitely make sure that you do. Drunk_words_sober_thoughts_. Make sure you follow us. We got some funny shit that's going up every single day. And if you've seen our post today, you'll understand why we put the post up there in a few minutes. So our post with the cups. You'll understand that in about a few minutes. So this is the topic that you guys pick. It is called Do's and Don'ts in the Bedroom. So what I got for you fellas today is this. I'm going to ask you a question. You respond yes or no. Either you with it or you not. And if you not, if you are, that's great. If you are, if you not, then that's fine too. But we actually got a poll associated with each question. So we're going to see what the people really feel about each question. So y'all okay. Ready for that?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. So hold on a second. Let me get here real quick. All right, hold on one second. So let me get to this joint. And all right, so y'all ready for first question?
Let's go.
All right, so the first question is, hold on 1 second. My bad.
Oh, man.
Difficulties.
I had the technology ready. I was ready. All right, so we're going to do like 10 of them because it's like 20 of them, but we're going to do like 10. All right. So this is the overall category. Ready? So when it's time to get in the mood, are these foreplay moves do's or don'ts? So the first question, having your fingers suck.
So let's go. Like, you saying having my fingers suck?
Yes.
Is that a do or a don't?
Yes.
So I'm going to say do. I'm not even gonna tell the story.
No, yeah, you can't. You can't
hold back. Now you mean, we didn't even know it was a story.
Right. Well, it was a secret, and
ain't a secret no more.
Yeah, it was a secret that I didn't want. Like, I think y'all found out about it eventually, but it was a time where a chick came over, and I was still I was real bored. And so I had this chick came over that I really wasn't interested in, but I was so bored that I was just like, come on over, let's watch a movie. And I was still debating if I wanted to do it or not. Mm-hmm. And then she started sucking on my finger. And I was like, oh, shit. Now, I never knew that shit was going to catch me like it did. You know, that shit hit different, bro. It hit so different. And I was like, ah. And then, yeah. Man. So, ladies, if you guys really, if you want to get a guy in a mood, I'm telling you, suck that man's finger, yo.
Hey, yo, not with Corona out. Not with Corona out.
Hey, after this shit over, bro.
I mean, we only can ask to do or don't. I'm going to say do because I don't want to say don't and have them thinking they can't. But...
You don't think the finger going to get you going?
That's like, yo, suck my finger. You know?
So what you saying?
That's doable. I can tolerate.
But what I'm saying is, you don't think the finger going to do it for you?
I don't know. I ain't never had my finger sucked.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
I'm not knocking it at all. I'm not. I'll let somebody suck on my finger. Now my toes. Don't put my toes in your mouth.
Yo, all right. More about Nathan. What you got?
That's a dude.
That's yeah, okay.
It's a little preview of what's to come, if you know what I mean. No,
they've been practicing for this their whole life.
All right, okay. All right, so according to the survey, 55% of women agree, say it's a do, and 72% of men agree and say it's a do as well.
See, they probably caught the same chick that I had.
Yo, and but look, though, here's the thing. Here's one of the comments, yo, the nigga named Ron. He's 30 from Jersey. Nigga said it's usually a positive omen of better things to come.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So.
Yep.
Because when I said she slurped my finger, like I was like, God damn. It's my finger. I was like, shit.
All right, so here go the next one. Y'all ready? So is this still under the category of foreplay. So having fun with honey, whipped cream, chocolate sauce, or other sexy foods.
Don't.
That's a do. So, I love me some whipped cream on some titties. That's definitely a do. I'll make a bikini out there, bitch.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't.
Are you going to be shitty? Sorry, baby. Sorry.
Like a little gassy, so I can't fuck with the whipped cream. But the chocolate, man. Yes. I fuck with the chocolate.
I never really experimented with food and shit. I think it's shit messy, yo. I don't really fuck with
that. Yo, y'all don't remember the vodka whipped cream?
Yeah,
Pinnacle.
Pinnacle. That'll get you drunk. You'll be fucking in no time.
What about you? More about Nathan, what you got?
So
I'm Nasty go Nate.
Look. Nasty Nate say it's a do, but it's rules.
A towel, yeah. You gotta have a towel on the bed because I don't want to fuck my sheets up.
You gotta have a whole plan because I'm not cleaning that shit up. So.
Okay. Well, it says for 68%.
No, fuck that. Hold up. Fuck that. What you saying, grown man?
Oh, I said, I said I'm down with the chocolate sauce and.
You're hungry ass.
You said some gummy bears.
Put a piece on your ass.
Yeah, I'm cool with the. I can't fuck with the honey because. Your lips fuck, and I got a beard and shit, so the honey be stuck in my shit. But chocolate sauce, yeah, I fuck with the chocolate sauce. Can't do the whipped cream, lactose intolerant, so that's not gonna end well. But yeah, I fuck with the chocolate sauce and shit.
Mm.
So 68% of women and 77% of men agree it's a do for them.
What was the women? 68?
68% for the women, 77% for the men.
Okay.
Yeah, so they definitely fuck with that. All right, so we're going to skip down.
I feel like that should have been more for women.
I don't know. That's what, according to the poll, that's what it said. So let's skip to this part. Oral sex. So oral sex is generally considered a do, but what about special positions like 69?
That's a do.
Say that again?
It's special positions like 69.
When was this... this done? What year?
2019.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's 99%. Probably, I would say I'm gonna give an estimate. 87% on both sides, Ohio. That says a do.
You gotta pick a number. Pick a number.
86%. I said on both of on both of them or higher.
No, nigga, one selection, nigga, you can't say Ohio. That's mean anything.
I mean, it's not that much high. I mean, it's not that much room higher.
See, niggas trying to get slick.
Equal to or greater than. Equal to or greater than.
What you got, average Jimmy?
I don't know.
You not with the 69?
You not with the 69 game, yo?
I've done it.
That nigga Jamaican.
I've done it, but...
You're not with the 69?
It depends if you mess with those BBWs, though. I don't think you could do the 69 with the BBWs.
Yeah, the two BBWs you had, yeah, they probably...
Yeah, fucking... right. No, I mean, well, I see it. You know, I'm locked down now, so, yeah, I can do it. But so, I'm answering this as a do or don't.
Yeah, do's or don't.
So, I'm looking at, if I say don't mean I don't want it done, but I'm saying do meaning don't. Do you ain't got to do it any time, but there might be a time I come in this bitch, Liddy up the Henny.
Flip your head. Put that ass in my face.
Yeah, like, put your ass in my face. So would you talk more about Nathan? What you got?
I already said it was a deal. And it's funny because my wife is over here. I don't know what she's trying to do right now, but...
Whoa. Nasty Nate.
Literally, the part that y'all was talking about, she came over. You heard something or not?
She brought
a 60 who?
Yo, she heard me. I, my apology. I speak softly.
Yes, yeah, no, it's a do, and it's a. I feel like done the right way, you can really set some good shit up with that. Because then they like if you it's a competition for me. Mm-hmm. Like you competing, right?
Who can if get, you make them stop, you doing good.
Exactly. It's a whole competition. If you make them stop.
Like, yeah, but yeah, fuck
exactly. It. Then they're going to be like, dang, I got to get them back. And then it's fun like that. So I it's a definite do for me.
Okay. So majority of the opinion, it is a do. 82% of women and 95% of men.
Mm. Men some nasty motherfuckers, I tell you that.
Agree.
We are.
That percentage that said no, they all go to church.
No, the church ones are the worst.
Oh, they was
ones.
Doing it in front of their girl that they never did a 69 with before.
Right. The church girls, they the worst.
Or they the ones that don't say they don't suck dick.
But then be end up being slobbing like no.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, next one, yo, the whole swallowing thing.
Okay.
So it's still classified under oral sex. So
for her, right?
It's swallowing. That's what it says. So
no, I'm saying hell
yeah, it gotta be.
I don't know. I don't feel safe.
I'm assuming. Yes, it's for women.
Should
women swallow?
They ask both. They ask for both.
Interesting. I mean, I don't see.
That's gay, so I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Because if you ask me if I want to swallow or not, nah.
Okay. More about Nathan.
So. I'm trying to make sure I understand this question.
Right, that's what I'm okay. saying.
So, it's pretty much
like, do I want her to?
Right, do I want her to?
Read the shit verbatim.
Okay, I read it, nigga. It says the whole swallowing thing.
All right, we're going to make it our own, and we're going to say the women swallow. That. Should women swallow?
Yeah, dude, swallow that shit. I love that. Don't go run in the bathroom.
Hold up. But do you want her to make the, do you don't want her to do it the big swallow, like the gulp, like do you
or add shoot it up, swallow it.
Oh my god.
Because if you think about it, when we down there eating it, we swallowing that shit.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how do we not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because you can't do it and continue at the same time.
Right. And that's where, and I think now reading the do's and don'ts.
Hey, I might have to go real soon. So,
hey, so that's Nate. Come on, calm it down, bro.
Yes. So, 52% of women say no, that it's a don't for them, but 85% of men say it's a do for them.
Well, it's a lot cleaner. It's clean and seamless. You know,
it's healthy for them too.
It's protein.
Then, so, But here's the comment though. It said it's the tidiest sex there is. If Monica had done it, there'd been a lot less evidence against Bill Clinton.
Oh shit!
Damn. Well.
Yep.
All right, so Bill.
True that. Right,
so we'll do a couple more. We'll do a couple more real quick. So the next topic: does high tech make for better sex? You tell us.
Does what?
High tech, high technology.
Okay.
So, sending sexy text messages.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Cause it could go either way. Cause if you send all this shit and then you get in bed and lay there like a board, you fucked it up. So okay. That can make for a worse experience. But do that to me though. Talk that shit. Just back it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I second that. As long as you backing it up, it's a do. If you not, don't do that shit. Cause I'm gonna be angry.
I'm leaving.
Agreed. I'm with that. I'm with that.
So it's actually a do for both parts, and it's 79%.
Okay.
Yeah. So they do believe in sending the nudes. Making a sex tape.
No, that's a no for me, dog.
I ain't gonna do it. I'm sorry.
Brother man,
I made one, so I can't really like say. I mean, I'm not saying I'm doing it now, but it's one up in the universe somewhere.
Yeah, me too.
Out the cloud.
Yeah, I have one as well. So it's a don't for women. 69% of women said they will not do it, and it's a do for men. 57% say they will do it. All right. So last
57?
One. 57% of men said they would make a sex tape.
How many for women?
69% said they won't make a sex tape.
Okay. About 30% right. Say they would. They're some freaks.
All right. So here we go. Last category. I got two in this last category. So, and for now, the kinkier stuff. Where do you draw the line? First thing, using sex toys on the man.
Hell no.
No.
But you got to think about this. Now, I'm not saying that I'm with it, but I think you say sex toy automatically go deal with those or some shit like that, but they got like cock rings and shit like that.
I was going to say it's certain things that I think is cool. I don't want nothing in me. I don't want nothing like nothing like that. But the ring shit, I think that shit is cool. It's like a couple other things that is all right, but I think you have to like you got to figure out what's for you and what's not for you. I'm not going to count it all the way out, but it is certain things that I would say is a do.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a hell no for me. yeah, I'm not that adventurous, so yeah, it's going to say hell no for me. But here's the funny part. 53% of women say yes, they agree. It's a do for them.
Yeah, because they probably want to do some shit to some niggas. Like, yeah, that shit weird.
Yes.
Every woman, I think, has that fantasy. Every woman got that fantasy, some shit. Like, they want to do some shit.
All right, and the last one, teabagging. And no, we're not talking about hot water in a mug.
It's a no for me, because if a bitch get mad and bite my shit, I'm going to jail.
That's horrible.
It's a no for me, dog.
I don't see myself propped up like that, so I can't do it.
Yeah. I second that. That's a no for me. It's one of those, like, the whole process of getting in a position to do that is awkward, so no.
Hey, I'm about to put a video on the group chat, yo. Uh-oh. You gotta see this shit.
Oh my god. So it's actually a don't. 78% of women say no, and 60% of men also say no to teabagging.
Okay.
But here's the funny part though. So the comment says if she screws up, it could result in some severely scrambled eggs.
Hell yeah. More about Nathan, hit that on the head.
Yeah, so
no, that was grown. I mean, that was average Jimmy.
Hit that shit on the head. Jimmy said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so oh shit, no, we gotta end on this one. And this is why, if you saw the picture, it's going to stay on the Instagram, but you got to look at our Instagram account. If you saw the picture, now you're going to understand why More About Nathan has one cup when he comes to my house.
Uh-huh.
So, analingus. That's for those of you who don't know, that's eating ass.
Eating ass.
Nah, it's a hell nah for me on both ways, motherfucker.
Brother man, we're going to say more about Nathan Velasquez. Brother man?
I'm going to say no. I'm not saying no forever, but I'm
saying, now, okay.
Because we already went through this shit. I said that I'm in a situation of pleasing my woman, but she got to prove to me that she worth it.
Okay. Girl, man, what you talking about?
Yo, she got to prove to me because I got to hear shit from grown men for the rest of my life. So she's going to have to make that shit worth it.
Yo, so I'm going to say no. I got close, but
What the fuck you mean? I couldn't pull the trigger.
It was a Hennessy night. I got close, but I couldn't pull the trigger.
But you wanted to.
You considered it.
I considered it.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up.
That's the first step.
I considered it, but it was a Hennessy night.
That nigga about to eat some ass.
I'm scared. I might spread the cheeks and find Lord.
Dingleberry.
Go roll that toilet paper in there.
Is that toilet paper?
Oh shit, yo!
More about Nathan already gave us the whole MO on how to get that shit done.
So, for our listeners, more about Nathan. How do we accomplish this, sir?
I mean, first off, mine's is a hell yeah. But as I've said before on this podcast, it's rules.
Okay.
You're not just out here eating any ass you see just because it's cool. Like, no. I think Brother Man has the right idea. It got to be your lady. It got to be somebody you feeling, you in love, so on and so forth. And she got to take a nice shower and, like, really take care of things down there. That's a conversation you have before you just up and do it, because that can set the whole mood off wrong.
So you can be like, hey, baby, you want me to eat your ass today?
Right.
How'd it go? Hey, baby, I'm going to eat your ass today.
Nah, everybody gets to a point within a relationship where they start talking about, like, some, hey, you want to try this? You want to try that? Is this cool? Like, whatever. So you can still surprise them with it, but you want to know it's a yes, basically, before you start trying some shit. And just to be clear, because this always comes up every single time niggas talk about eating ass, niggas is not eating ass. We're talking about little play, tongue around, you know, around the hole, there go.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, holla at me. Like I say every time, holla at me in a few years, especially, you got to figure, I've been in the game with my wife. We've been together a long ass time. And when you've been with somebody a long ass time, you're going to try some shit. I'm just saying it now. So when y'all come holler at me, like, all right, look, I'm trying to try it. Look, I need some tips. I'm here for the tips. I got y'all.
And this is why this nigga has one cup in my house.
Mr. One Cup.
Yeah, he got a red solo cup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that video. I'm going to find and put that shit in the group chat for y'all. But yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap up this, man. This has been cool. We on that virtual stuff. Shout out to all our listeners. Make sure you keep on listening. We're going to put this episode on Monday. Also, make sure that you are following us on Instagram. Grown Man, tell me what the Instagram is.
Drunk_words_sober_thoughts_
All right. And then more about Nate. Tell them what the playlist is on Apple Music.
On Apple Music, we got a few playlists for y'all. My best advice for y'all is to search Drunk Words. Scroll all the way to the bottom for the playlist. You'll see our logos pop up for it. There's three playlists there. Check all of them out. Enjoy them. Download them. Take what you need. Have a good time with it.
Yes, yes. Make sure you listen to us every single week. Like us. Subscribe. Write a review if you love it. If you don't, then don't do anything. Just don't listen anymore. But yeah, man, everybody else good before we go?
Yeah.
All right, everybody else say peace.
Wash your hands, whore.
Yeah.